broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk. Mm-hmm. Wednesday night.
Wednesday.
Happy Valentine's Day to Neil Spencer.
Oh, sweetest day.
Happy Valentine's to Harold Feely.
Yes.
Rocker, who just left, he had to go up.
Rocker.
You know, he's fired up going up there tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Brick Street.
Yep.
It's do some kisses.
Yeah, be kissing all the time. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
What'd you get, Kimmy?
Pollock sandwich.
Ooh, fish sandwich. Yeah, very good. Very good. I stopped at the Wayne IGA today. I had lunch there. I got a couple pieces of fish and mixed it up. Went fish and went shrimp.
Fish and shrimp.
Very good. Very good.
Nicely done.
Yep. Very good. How about you? Where'd you get your fish today?
I got I got half a pound of fish and just ate fish and I had some applesauce at home. So I just ate that. It's good.
Applesauce?
I had to have something. That's what I happen to have in my refrigerator.
He's got her.
I'm not an applesauce guy.
I like applesauce.
Do you?
I don't buy applesauce, but I got it with one of the chicken dinners or pork chop dinners or
left
something.
Left it in the old...
Several months ago.
I had the chicken dinner from the Sons of the American Legion on Sunday. Delicious.
Delicious.
Yep. Oh. Mouth-watering.
And I just happened to notice today that I didn't give you the tickets that I had.
So, think we go out there? They're still sitting out there.
Probably sitting out there. sitting out on the front steps.
Yep.
Ready to go.
Yep.
I told Doug Weigel, I said, I'm not going to get there and I'm going to try to give mine to somebody, and I forgot.
So. And then for Super Bowl, so the family came over, right?
Yeah.
So we went to Gilbert's.
Gilbert's.
And got their special.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza, breadsticks, and chunks.
Really? Brought them home? Or?
Yeah, brought them home.
Nice.
For the Super Bowl and
good.
Yeah, very good.
Very good.
Very solid.
Yep.
I
seen Bowl now. They had a big deal too.
Yeah.
Pizza and
where how many pizzas they go wings through on Super Bowl?
I heard something about they sell. I want to say it's like 250 pizzas a week.
300.
Yeah.
I knew it
was back when I was doing the ordering 8 or 10 years ago, it was 200-ish, which is a lot of pizza.
Right.
That's a lot of pizza. And so they're 50% more than that now.
Think about that.
That kitchen isn't big enough to do that. Yeah. And they do it every day.
They get
day.
Them out of there.
They get
her
down.
Yes, they do.
When they went to that
rotisserie?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the chain ovens.
Yep.
Because when I called Gilbert's, you get on they take four every 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. So I had... They had one spot at the 5 o'clock, so I could get.
So
I could
you got
get
in,
yeah. Yeah.
At the bowling alley, they can do one every 6 minutes.
Yeah,
they can and then you can put them, you know, one right after the other, so you can do.
You can get them in
if you only do pizzas. You can do 50 in probably half an hour.
Yeah.
But then they have subs and they have breadsticks and all other stuff.
Yeah.
So you can't just do pizza.
Yep.
You know what? The girls looked good last night. And we lost.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the freshmen, they're really starting to find their niche.
Figuring it out.
The Homan girl is going to be good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Homan girl is going to be a good player.
Yes, she is. She can do all the stuff.
Yes.
The one thing I noticed that she does wrong almost every time. When she has something like a breakaway to the basket, she's looking at where her feet are going and the defender, and she doesn't look at the basket when she shoots. And, you know, I've said that about a whole bunch of freshmen over the last 50 years, and usually by the time they're sophomores, they don't do that anymore. That's the only thing I can see that's possibly wrong.
Carly Niekamp had a nice game last night. 17
sure
points. Callie 17. Had 11.
Yeah.
I think Googs might have had 7.
I think so.
Yeah.
Cameron had some.
Cameron had
points,
4.
That's a pretty good team,
but she played great.
Yeah, I think Wilbok's okay.
They're always usually decent.
Yeah.
And Abby coaches their JV team. Their JV team coaches 45-25.
I've seen that.
You know, we're so thin down there right now.
Because everybody plays on the varsity now.
Right.
Or they're hurt.
It's really hard for that girls program.
Yeah.
But
Thursday we got senior night.
Yes,
I believe
Thursday. It is.
And you got no JV game.
That is correct.
Correct.
So it starts. It all starts 6 o'clock, right?
The ceremony starts at 6.
Right.
They'll do that, and then it'll be a longer warm up, and the varsity will start at 7.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, that's what it says on our schedule.
I would think they only got 3 seniors, right?
Yeah. Why would they do that at 6 and then?
Well, I say it ain't gonna take 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Yeah.
Well. Whatever it is, it is.
A lot of warming up.
Yep. Warm up. Seventh grade boys got beat yesterday. 43-29. Did, or 33-19. Didn't play very good.
Must not play too good.
Yeah. Team that we could beat, no doubt. But
Parkway?
Yep.
I thought that was
cool. Panthers. We got a great show tonight. We got Mr. Reed Knuth in fee.
Yeah, coming in. And got the Wizard of Oz they're going to have here.
The Wizard of Oz. And I can hear them out there. Out there, they had religion tonight, so they're filing in slowly. And when they get here, we'll have them on. They're going to. Hopefully do a little song, couple songs for us.
Yeah.
And
that'd be awesome.
Promote their upcoming weekend. I think Neil said it's 23rd, 24th, 25th, which would be next weekend.
Yeah, so. Next weekend. Drama Club, is that what it is?
Yep, the Drama Club. Yep. Work every high school. So they're unbelievable talent.
Yep.
Unbelievable talent. And then the boys' basketball program had a nice win Saturday night.
That was a big win.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really needed that.
We did need that. You could tell the kids. And you know, I think they're playing better. I mean, I thought Friday night we played fairly good. You know, we were battling, but that was a big win for us.
Who did we play Friday?
Minster?
Minster, that's right.
Yep.
A depleted Minster team. And I think Coach, we talked to him before the game, and he really thought, we'd have a shot getting them. But Minster played good.
They did play well.
Their big kid is solid,
Yes, he is.
I mean, he's a sophomore, and if you look at that team, and if they get healthy.
Yeah, they could be pretty good.
They could be really dangerous at tournament time.
So, Bergen Steffi, he didn't play. Mm-mm. Is he a good basketball player?
Yes, he's real good basketball player.
I figured he probably would be, but he had a injury right at the end of the football season.
I think this is the same deal as his elbow or something, his arm, something screwed up, and I think if this was a if they had a shot on winning the league or something,
he'd play.
Him and Neymar both could have went, but they held him back, and I think he's just trying to get him healthy and get him ready for that second season.
Yeah. And their other boy got hurt.
Yeah,
but I don't think he was too bad.
No, Neymar.
Yeah. Well, I mean that played. Who was that? Who was the kid that got hurt?
Oh, Cole Richards.
Yeah, he got hurt a little bit, but I think he was okay.
Yeah. They got a good team.
Their big kid, he's old school.
Yeah.
He puts his back to basket, grabs it, makes a move, and he's hard
to
stop.
Yeah, we couldn't stop it.
And he's pretty smooth.
Yeah.
And Bobby said in the post-game show, once we fronted him, we did okay.
Yeah.
Keep him from getting the ball, but we couldn't, if we would let him get the ball, we had no chance. No.
He had 10 points.
We had three guys with 3 fouls in the first half.
We should never had played behind him.
Yeah, but he was too big.
But you know what? We're learning, and I thought Gavin Evers had another really solid weekend.
Yeah. He had a nice weekend. I tell you what, pretty impressive. I thought Googsy played good. Reese?
Yeah.
Yes.
Had a nice game on Friday and Saturday. Yep.
And the freshman guys did well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Friday they both played bad. I mean, got foul trouble, didn't do much.
Yeah.
Saturday they were both better.
A little better.
Both better. Saturday, but Friday they were deer in headlights a little bit. And, you're going to have that with them young kids.
Oh, absolutely.
But you got to play them.
But I feel like Bobby moving them up, those seniors are pushing a little bit now. I think they're playing a little harder, and that's a good thing.
Yep,
that's a good
thing. Absolutely. And Briggs continues to be Briggs. Briggs is, if he learns to shoot it, and I'm not saying he's a bad shooter.
No.
But if he learns to have a 3-point shot.
Yeah,
because he's a slasher.
He is.
And they have, and if
he's hard to stop.
Right now, you can guard him because he's not going to shoot it.
Yeah,
but when he starts sticking a couple threes, then he's going to have that lane.
Oh, he's going to have it.
Because he'll beat you on a dribble, and he's long.
He is. He's long, long arms.
Yeah. It's crazy to watch him. He reminds me so much of the plays, the way his dad played.
Yeah.
I mean, just these crazy shots that go in the hole.
Yeah,
he gets to the hole.
Yeah, he does.
It was so much fun to watch his dad doing all that stuff.
And he stepped up. He missed some free throws in the first half.
Yeah.
And then he hit a bunch of big ones at
the
end.
Yes, he did.
I mean, because you're a little nervous when he, after that first half, I thought, oh, God.
Well, he's got to make him because he's got the ball in his hands.
He's going to get fouled.
And Troy. And,
yep, they got to be able to go up there and step up and hit him, and they did.
I thought Troy had a solid game.
Yep.
You know, I was, he was good. He was, him and, it was a little point guard there from Minster. They were kind of going at it a little bit.
Yeah.
I think, I thought Troy handled himself well. And
yeah. They didn't.
I thought he looked really good on Saturday.
Yeah. Looked good too.
And then Rex had a really good second half Saturday night.
Yeah.
You know, he had a tough weekend. And it's pretty easy to see that we kind of go as he goes. If Rex has a good game, we're going to compete.
Yeah.
And the second half against Newton,
he had a really good.
I think he had 9 points and 8 rebounds the second half alone.
Yeah, he had a great second half.
Yeah, and
he's just got to come out and do that the whole game.
Yeah, it's just really he's pressed, and he's
absolutely.
But Saturday night second half was as good as Rex has played all year.
I thought good.
Yeah,
I thought so too.
I agree, and it was a good win for the Indians, and now they go. We got a tough one, Bremen on Saturday, and then we go to Tri-Village on Friday, and then Tri-Village on
Saturday,
and I hate going down to Tri-Village, and they're really good.
Yes, yeah. They treat us very well as Fort Recovery Radio, and I think they treat the fans well, but...
I'm not saying that.
Yeah,
they just beat the shit out of us.
Yeah,
it's hard to beat them.
Yeah.
Because they usually got one guy from Greenville, one guy from...
Yeah, last year we did a baseball game down there. Yeah. They're as good. They treat you like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they treat you good.
Yep. And then tournament, we got the girls playing a week from tomorrow.
Yes, the girls.
Second.
Open on Thursday.
At Wayne Trace, a team that, it's too bad we're not healthy.
Because
I would feel really good about that. But we competed last night with Walpock, and I think we'll compete against Wayne Trace.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then the boys' tournament draw, we was the 9 seed. We play the number 6 seed in Waynesfield, Upper Soda Valley Rams, and that's up at Oper. And that's on a Wednesday night, if I think right, Neil.
Yep. Two weeks from tonight.
We won't have sports talk in two weeks.
Yep.
And then next weekend, we'll try to get Coach up here, Coach Leverett. And it'd be nice if we could get both coaches up here and just talk about tournament trail.
Tournament time, yeah.
It's second season time. We got some winnable games to finish out the year with Knoxville, and I don't think New Bremen is anything that we can't compete against.
Yeah.
So, him
and Parkway went head to head.
Yeah.
So I'd say we're right there too. So.
Yep.
Could be.
And maybe we can get a couple W's and get some confidence. W's.
Yeah. That never hurts. Never hurts.
I think like last night, I was going to say this earlier, but like against Wapakoneta, Callie couldn't make a 3. Yeah. If she makes a few of those, she missed 4 out of the first 5 or 5 out of the first 6, and we got down, and then we fought our way back, and we scored.
Yeah.
Scored 3 threes in the last minute and got it within a point. I'm not afraid of anybody. If we're playing well, if we're shooting well, we can do it.
Well, we're sitting there Friday night watching a boys game. It's 45-42, and we had 3 great looks at 3s.
Yeah.
Yep. In the first 3 possessions of fourth quarter. We missed them all, and they come down and scored.
Yeah.
And we're down 3, and now we're down 9.
Yeah.
And
it's amazing. I just walked away from you that fast.
Yep.
And all 3 of those were good looks.
All three of them were
shots that you good have shots. To
they
shoot.
Got to have.
Yep. Yep.
Just need them to go in.
Yep. You got
to
knock one down.
Yeah. There wasn't, I don't remember anybody on the girls or boys team this weekend shooting the 3 that they had no business shooting. All of them were makeable, and a lot of times they'll make them and they didn't. But
I think Rex shot one. Bobby wanted to rig.
Yeah.
He wanted to knock his head.
I think I remember that. Somebody.
Yeah, but no, you're right. And I have no trouble with them guys shooting that damn ball. Well, shoot it.
Absolutely. You know?
Yeah.
You pass it around long enough, you're gonna lose it. So shoot the damn thing.
Let's take a break, Spence. Yeah, I think we get the little kids in here and Mr. Knute, and we'll come back with the Drama Club and the Wizard of Oz Sports Talk presented by the Wayne IGA.
Wayne IGA.
USDA has you covered for Lent. Their Fish Fry Fridays are back with their great fish ready to go back in their deli on Ash Wednesday and every Friday during Lent. You can get their fish as dinners with two sides or get it by the pound. Either way, you'll have delicious fish without the hassle. And you can call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready for you when you get there. It's freshly breaded and fried all throughout the day, so stop by and get some of their great fish, available in bulk or dinners with your choice of several sides. Just stop in and grab some back at their deli or call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready to go when you get there. Wayne IGA Fish Fridays are back during Lent. Get in there and get you some.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Stop by Brick Street Tavern for some great supper specials during Lent. You can choose from a three-piece fried pollock dinner, a one- or two-piece baked cod fillet dinner, or an eight-piece sautéed jumbo shrimp dinner, and all their dinners come with their salad bar and your choice of potato. And for lunch on Friday, they'll have their two-piece fish dinner. You don't need to stand in line to get some great fish this Lenten season. Just stop into Brick Street Tavern and let their smiling faces bring your meal to you. Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. On Monday, April 8th, Fort Recovery will be in the center of the path of a rare solar total eclipse, and our public library will be giving out free solar eclipse glasses to the public on Saturday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to noon. Just drive through the alley beside our library from Forsyth Street, and you'll be able to get up to four pairs of the solar eclipse glasses per family, so you can safely view the once-in-a-lifetime full eclipse. There won't be another total eclipse here in Ohio for 75 years, so be sure you're ready to safely view this one. Watching the eclipse without adequate eye protection can cause temporary or even permanent eye damage. Sunglasses are not proper eyewear for directly viewing the eclipse. All the libraries in Mercer County will be distributing 40,000 pairs of free solar eclipse glasses on Saturday, March 2nd, and here in Fort Recovery, you can get yours by just driving through the alley by the library, enter from Forsyth Street, anytime between 9 a.m. and noon. If you're unable to get there that day, the glasses will be available at all of the county's libraries during regular library hours while supplies last.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Talk Bubba and Fee. We are happy Valentine's Day once again to everybody out there. Did you guys wish me happy Valentine's
Day? Happy Valentine's
Day. Oh, happy Valentine's
Day. I wish you guys happy Valentine's Day. Didn't get nothing in return.
Got no return. Hey, crickets.
No love.
Sorry about that.
My wife, I never seen her a day. Okay. She absolutely hates me.
Yeah.
Now we are joined by the one and only Mr. Reed Knuth. Hi, Mr. Knuth. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am good. How's Valentine's Day in the Knuth family? What'd you buy your wifey?
That's to be determined.
To be determined.
You got about a couple hours.
You get what's up.
Okay. I have it. She just hasn't opened it yet, and she might be listening, so I can't.
We're going to change that.
Okay. Never mind. I was going to say, there aren't very many stores left open.
Good save, Mr.
I've got it. Tonight's been grad school night for me, so I'm working on grad school stuff.
Yeah.
So you're going to go to Casey's and pick some up real quick.
Probably.
Attaboy. There you go.
Newspaper.
Yep. Each year we are delighted to have you guys up here, and you send an email up and say, hey, we got a big show coming up next weekend, correct?
Yep. Next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And it is The Wizard of Oz.
Yep, we're doing The Wizard of Oz. It's going to be at the elementary middle school auditoria, 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday, and then 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Oh, that sounds
like perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got a cast of characters behind you?
Yep, I have a whole bunch. We've got Trevor Heitkamp, who plays Scarecrow. We've got Zach Shaneline, who plays Tin Man. Jossie LeFevre plays Dorothy. Who was behind me? Ella Kramer plays the Cowardly Lion. Grace Lochtefeld is the Wizard. Leah Webker is Glinda the Good Witch. And Olivia Smith is the Wicked Witch of the West.
She doesn't seem that wicked.
She is pretty wicked.
Oh, don't let her deceive you.
She's gonna get it.
Very wicked. Yeah, yeah. So the Wizard of Oz. How many other people are involved in it?
Gosh, we probably have. I should know the exact number, but about 30. If you count crew and all that as well.
And so. This is the drama club? And
yep, it's drama club, high school, 9th through 12th grade.
9th through 12th. And these are all, you guys, all seniors?
We have the gamut, mostly seniors. We have a couple, a junior, a sophomore, and a freshman.
Who's the freshman?
Grace. Man,
Grace, a freshman?
Yep.
He's unbelievable in how good these kids are. So, what are you going to do tonight?
What am I going to do tonight?
Yeah, what are these girls? We're going to sing a little?
Yeah, they're ready to sing. We just talked about a couple minutes ago.
You're allowed to dance, but nobody will know except us.
Are you singing too? I can see. I know you can. I heard you.
Yeah, we can start. Let's let them go. I'm going to get out of the way.
Mics are yours, kids, and introduce the song you're singing.
All right, so most of the songs in The Wizard of Oz are more story-based, so we don't have a lot of like nice lyrical songs to choose from, so we're going to pick the obvious, We're Off to See the Wizard, sang by the Scarecrow, Tin Man, Cowardly Lion, and also Dorothy.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is a wizard of a wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, ever a wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
So let me ask you this. Okay, everybody.
That's pretty awesome.
Song, right?
Yeah.
So most of these songs you guys learned, like, everybody knows that one, but how about all the other ones? Did you guys know them?
A lot of them are very close to the movie version, although there is some extra songs. One especially that we all like, I think. Jitterbug will be a surprise for the audience, but...
Yeah.
We enjoy it, so we hope everybody else does, too.
Oh, they will. So the drama club... Explain this, Mr. Canute. You guys have been learning this and working on this for how long?
We started, auditions were in, I'll sit over here.
Yeah.
Auditions were in October, and then we had rehearsals really started beginning of December, and then they've just been kind of going since then, so.
Look, when you set up Drama Club, how many shows you guys do a year?
We just do one a year.
One a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I picked this out back in May last year, so that's when I started working on it. But yeah, we just do one this time every year. So a lot of the kids do shows with other groups as well.
So. Yeah. So has Portland got something coming up too? Christmas or
Finding Nemo Jr.
That's our spring show.
In June. So
yeah, I think they're, is that next week or the week after they're doing their
auditions. Yeah, they're like mid March.
Are you helping?
Oh yeah,
I'm helping. Yeah, it's a junior show, so it's all 18 and under cast. So, but yeah, I'll be there for auditions and whatever else they want me to do. So,
will you be in it?
Absolutely not.
You're out.
I'm not allowed by licensing. I'm not allowed to do it. Like, we're not allowed to do junior shows. You have to be 18 or under for the licensing rules. So,
What about like, are you guys 18? Yep. So can you not be in it?
18 can.
Because you're 18 and
18
okay.
is the cutoff. Yeah.
18 is the cutoff. Yeah.
So, it's the same with like when we did Frozen, that was a junior show.
Yeah.
So, The Wizard of Oz is basically the movie. Like, there's actually two versions. A lot of people don't know that. There's two different versions that are up for, that you can purchase the rights for. The one we did is the one that's pretty much the movie. There's a little bit extra added in, like the Jitterbug song that they mentioned. But for the most part, it's like if you've seen the movie, that's kind of what you're going to get.
Yeah.
But with the live theater fun added to it. So.
And people you know and love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'd always rather see something live than on a screen from the 30s or whatever.
So how many kids you say are in drama club?
We have about 30.
So 5 years ago when you first came here, how many kids do we have?
Gosh.
100.
Yeah, they've been steadily. Now, it's kind of fluctuated year to year. Yeah. A lot of it depends on what show we do. But I would say, like, roughly, like, 20s.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you see the young kids, like I remember these little fart smellers when they start coming up and how good they are. So do you see, like, this a younger group in Fort Recovery? Like, I see them in Portland. And we really got a lot of talented little kids around here, don't we?
Oh, yeah. The elementary middle school is doing Dorothy in Wonderland. So I believe that's in April. So that's going to be one to check out for sure, too, because that's going to be they're going to be on stage for me someday. So hopefully. Mm-hmm.
So you got four seniors here, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. So why don't you the seniors step up and then tell us what your game plan is after you get up?
They're all going to Ohio State.
Everybody's going to Ohio State. Yeah.
I see one that probably won't.
Jossie loves the Buckeyes. She just told me that right before we came.
Yeah, I'm sure she does. Yeah.
We'll go to Ohio State if you pay for tuition.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. So I get to go first.
Yep.
You betcha.
Plans always change.
So say your name.
Oh, my name is Olivia Smith. I'm a senior. I play the Wicked Witch.
Your mom and dad?
My mom and dad are Jenny and Tim Smith.
There you go.
And my plans after high school are hopefully go to Cedarville University up by Dayton and hopefully go for social work or psychology.
Good, good. And when you look back at this, what's been your biggest memory when you look back at all your showing stuff that you do?
Gosh. It's hard because I've done shows since I was like 9, 8 even. My biggest memory, I think, is just, like, the people and friends we make along the way. Because, like, if I hadn't been in theater, I probably wouldn't be friends with these guys.
Right.
Or at least been in, like, Karen Myring's show back in, like, third grade.
Yep.
We wouldn't be as close as we are now. So my biggest memory is probably making memories with them, having inside jokes, ad-libbing on stage and trying to get each other to laugh.
Yeah.
Just having fun with my friends.
Are we going to do that during the show's next weekend?
Oh, always. It's my main goal to make those three break.
Making Jossie break is not an achievement. She's a breaker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you can sit in the front row, Bob, and make faces at her.
Yeah, there you go. Oh,
please don't.
She won't sing anything. She'll just giggle through the whole show.
A frequent note of hers is, Jossie, you're supposed to be scared, not smiling.
Trevor? All right, yep, I'll go next.
Okay.
So, my name's Trevor Heikamp. My parents are Bob and Laura. They teach at the school, so most people know them. At least they all know them. And my plans after I graduate are to go to college at Roberts Westland University. It's just a little west of Rochester, New York. So, it's around 7 hours away, pretty far away. But it's a good school. I plan to run there and also double major in biochemistry and mathematics there.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
No, probably is for you. It probably is for you.
Yeah. So when you look back at your career and you've had some unbelievable accomplishments, is running ahead of all the other stuff or how's that work? I mean, because, I mean, you're a Hall of Famer here in Fort Recovery. You're eventually going to be a Hall of Famer.
For sure.
But when you look at all this stuff, and you're so, I mean, you're freaky talented, what do you enjoy the most?
To be honest, it kind of depends on the day. Yeah. Like, it depends on the type of meet. So, like, I'll go to a cross-country meet on a Saturday, and, like, I'll love it. And then I'll go to a band competition, and, like, we qualify for state. I'll love that more. Right. So it kind of just depends on how I perform a little bit. And also, like, I kind of love them equally. That's why I've been doing it. That's what gives me the motivation to wake up, run 7 miles before marching band practice, and then run 7 miles after it. Like, it's just, I love them all equally, and it kind of works out pretty well with that respect. Yeah.
Well, and I'm sure you're going to be around some more, but you have, you've done Fort Recovery proud, done yourself proud, but when you look back at what you've done for our school and what, you know, you tip of the cap to you, brother.
Oh, thanks.
All right. Joss?
Is that if you want that?
Hi, I'm Jossie LaFever. My parents are Greg and Tony LaFever, and I'm a senior. I'm playing Dorothy.
And this is old hat to you, too. Kind of done a lot of shows.
For sure. After high school, I'm going to St. Mary's College in Notre Dame, Indiana. So I'll be right across the road from my brother. And I'm hoping to possibly go into music therapy.
Okay, good.
Oh, that's awesome.
So when you say Notre Dame, you mean South Bend?
Yes, but it also goes by Notre Dame. Like, that's kind of the area code. I know, it's not, well, really? Yeah.
Oh, it has its own area code. So, our zip code, you mean zip code?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
So what about you? When you look back on this, what's your best subject or what's your favorite memory of as a senior? I mean, I'm sure there's so many, but you know, what are you in the third 9 weeks now?
Yeah.
Because it's flying.
Senioritis is hitting hard.
Well, I will say, since I've been in theater with these people especially, I can say that my confidence and my willingness to be in front of people and perform in front of people has grown considerably, and I am very grateful to the people I have been in it with, because they have made the whole drama and theater thing well worth it, and definitely something that I wake up excited to go do every day. So,
well, that's great. You're an amazing kid. I mean, your talent's unreal.
Thank you.
Wish you the best of luck, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you.
So, my name is Ella Kramer. My parents are Nikki and Clint Kramer, and I am a senior this year. My plans afterward are to go to Hocking College for a major in canine assisted services, which is not a very, like, well-known degree, but basically, what I would be doing is therapy dogs, service dogs, dogs for, you know, the police and those kinds of things, and just your normal everyday dogs. But I'd be able to train them and make them into things, make them into being helpful for others.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Is that something you'll do around here, you think, or probably in a big city more? Or?
I'm hoping to do it around here, my own kind of business kind of thing, yeah. See where it takes me, but that's what I hope for the future.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And what's the name of that?
I cannot believe we're senior.
That,
I can't believe it.
What's the name of the major you're going into?
It's called Canine Assisted Services.
Canine Assisted Services. How long that's is awesome.
It? Like 2 year
degree? It's a 2 year degree.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you have to speak German?
No, I don't.
Well, you know, like police dogs. Like.
Yeah, some of the German shepherds.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you?
I can.
Give me in German. Say,
not right
German
now.
German.
But I
you
do.
Can say cuss words to him in German. Nobody will know.
Never know.
We have a lot of listeners that Perry Hall would know right away. Yeah. And he'd probably
text her and tell her what to say.
Yeah.
That's something I plan to, like, see if I can take a class there to learn a little bit of German, just as another, like, backup. But it's not part of the curriculum, so. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we look back as talk about your favorite memory.
Oh, it's so hard. I don't know if I have a favorite memory. Maybe the first time we did a high school show. Olivia and I were middle schoolers the first time we did a high school show. We were seventh graders, and it was scary. But then you realize that, like, everybody's your friend, and you get to be friends with everybody. And it's just a really cool atmosphere to be a part of as a middle schooler. It, uh-huh. like, builds confidence a lot.
And, like, the high schoolers we met there were so kind to us. Yeah. And, like, they just encouraged us. And, like, well, Olivia and Ella know what they're doing. Maybe they should do more.
Yeah.
show was that?
9 to 5.
Okay. Yeah. What a way to make a living.
Yes.
That's right. So, do we have another? Do we have another song we want to sing, or we got time? We got. What do you guys want?
Yeah, we only have an hour and a half, so.
Yeah. We have another one we can sing, or we can have these two chat.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't heard from Leah or Grace.
And Zach's in the corner.
Zach wants to talk.
Sneak in here, big fella.
Even if he doesn't want to, he gets to.
That's right. Sporting the Jake David sweatshirt, which is sharp. I'll give him that.
Yep,
so your name and parents and all that good stuff?
I'm Zach Shainline. My parents are John and Susie Shainline.
Okay. And this, you're what grade?
Junior.
So you've had a few of these shows before?
Yes, I've done it since freshman year.
Yeah. You enjoy it?
Yep.
Yep. These guys pick on you a little bit or not?
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the bully and he's picking on them.
Yeah, I don't know that smile. I don't think that. So what's been your favorite show so far? Is this one of your favorites?
It's my first major role. Past years I've kind of been chorus, but I think my favorite has probably been this year so far.
Oh, major role last year.
Yes, then.
Oh. Talking role.
What was last year's show?
Frozen Junior.
Oh, I took all my grandkids to it. My granddaughters never, they were like an awe. They were in heaven. Yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah. Well, we wish you nothing but the best, my friend.
Thank you.
Come on up here, kiddo.
Hi, my name's Leah Wepker. My parents are Julie and Joe Wepker.
And you are a?
I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore.
So you've got a few more years to go.
Yeah. I'm excited.
So are you, you're rolling this piece of cake?
It's a little hard.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, because I'm Auntie M and I'm also Glinda, so I have to like go between talking in a southern accent as an old lady to going as, you know, a wizard, witch, a witch.
Yeah.
That's the hard
one. The wicked witch. That's right.
Well, she's
so,
a good witch.
She's a good witch.
Okay.
She's the wicked witch, as you can probably tell. But
Yeah.
So how's school going?
Pretty good. Good. Yeah.
Favorite teacher?
Watch
it. Mr. Canute.
Oh, definitely Mr. Canute.
There's an A.
Yep. I'd say you probably get a lot of A's.
Sometimes.
Probably, I'd say. Well, good luck this next weekend.
Thank you.
Yep, have some fun.
And the next girl we're going to have, she sang the national anthem on. Now, I love listening to kids sing the national anthem. I just love it. First of all, I'm amazed at how they do it.
Yes.
Because I would freak out. Mm-hmm. And these, I think all of you guys have sang the national anthem, haven't you?
Pretty much everyone.
Yeah, about I think so. All of you. And you had a tone, I don't know. It was just something that I thought was
pretty good.
Stood out.
Really good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was very good. So introduce yourself.
I am Grace Lochtefeld. My parents are Mark and Heather Lochtefeld, and I'm a freshman.
Mark, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
So she's Luke's sister.
Yeah. I'll be dang.
Yeah. She's prettier than Luke.
Well, that's
probably threw you off
a tad. But she's a lot prettier.
threw you off just a tad.
Yeah. So as a freshman, these guys, they pick on you or they pretty much?
No, they're nice.
They're pretty nice.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. We try our best.
Yeah. So, have you did anything like in Portland or anything? Or is this your first real theatrical?
I've been doing plays in Greenville since I was in fifth grade.
Oh, really? We're in Greenville.
It's like downtown, but then we do the plays in Versailles because they have a nicer theater.
Yeah. So what shows have you done?
I've done Frozen, Annie, Peter Pan, Little Mermaid, Singing in the Rain.
You're going Frozen. Jeez.
Was that one every week?
Really?
That's the one we just did.
That's awesome.
Lion King, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You are topper. Yeah, absolutely.
So she'll have 100 of them when you ask her when she's a senior.
So do you guys ever go to, like, the theater, like, in Dayton or anything, do any shows? You guys go a lot?
Yeah, I'm actually going on Friday. I'm going to see Swan Lake with my sister. We're going to go see that ballet. It's going to be cool.
And last year, us seniors went together as friends, and we saw Les Mis.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Like, good. As a theater nerd, we were all like, oh my gosh. At the Schuster. Yep. With, like, sets and ensemble, props, choreography, all of it just amazes us.
I went to Chicago, and Harold's brother lived up there, and we went up there and seen Joseph and a Technicolor Dreamcoat.
That's a good show.
It's great. Donny Osmond.
It's amazing.
I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever been through. And I think I'm Mr. Jock, you know, Mr. Cool Guy, and I'm like, this is so awesome. You know? And it was, I went with Mr. and Mrs. Etzler and Mr. and Mrs. Nico. We had one heck of a time.
Great time. Yeah.
It is something, if you ever get a chance to check out any of them shows, and the Schuster Center is a beautiful facility, too.
It is.
And I think Mr. and Mrs. Etzler season two, I think there's a lot of season two.
I love that, too.
Yep. Yep. So what else you got? You got another song for us before we head out?
Yeah, Dawson's going to sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
All right.
I've never heard that song before.
I usually cry, so you know.
Fishy, though.
I got you covered.
Thank you, buddy.
You'll cry with Dawson singing. Yeah. No pressure.
I'll just do a little part of it.
Sounds good.
Save the rest for the show.
There you go. Good job.
Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops, away above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow, why then, oh why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
Very nice.
That was very nice. Awesome. That was absolutely awesome.
So you guys, like, what's a practice? Like 2 hours, hour and a half?
3:30, 5:30 after school. Yep, 2 hours.
2 hours after school.
But it flies. Good flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
So how long is the actual show itself?
About two.
Okay.
2 hours.
Two hours.
With an intermission, a little over 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it's all next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Tickets are?
They're sold at the door. $6 for students, $8 for adults, and 5 and under are free.
Well, folks, we've been watching these kids perform for a long time. And it's the best money you'll spend. I guarantee you that.
Worth it.
So we want to thank you guys for coming up.
Yeah.
Wish you nothing but the best. Well, so what's the old show? Knock song. What was it?
Break a leg.
Break a leg.
Break a leg.
Break a leg. There you go.
Thank you.
You guys, you're awesome.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for coming. This is always one of our favorite things.
It is. We love doing it.
Yeah. It's fun.
And always, the mics are always open. All right. Sound good?
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
It's all fun and games until someone bangs into a tree or a dock. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. Sport utility vehicles, motorcycles, boats, and jet skis are loads of fun, and fun is all that is on your mind when you purchase one. But we both know that accidents can happen. Go ahead, get out there, have fun, but with the confidence that I've got your back. I'm Gavin Tobe at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
I'm Harold.
Gerald Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here are the basketball broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host New Knoxville in a varsity-only game starting at 7 o'clock and will simulcast WPGW for the game with their audio also on the NFHS video, and it will be senior night for girls basketball. Friday, the boys will play at New Knoxville. That will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with Brian Patch and Jordan Winter. There will be no NFHS video. The only video available will be through NK Telco. Saturday, the boys will travel down to New Madison to take on the Tri-Village Patriots. We'll simulcast WPGW for the varsity game, and the NFHS video will not be available. Get out and support our Indians teams this weekend, but if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
And Mr. Harold Feely, Neil Spencer, the owner operator for recovery.
We are
sorry.
We got a little feedback.
Yeah, I got that.
Feedback.
Feed them back.
Chris Holtzman says,
"Adios, Chris."
Weird timing.
Yeah, kind of weird. Yeah, for
very
college basketball. Think, yeah.
I didn't understand it either. The only thing I could think of was the athletic director's name.
Still Smith?
Yeah, he's leaving.
Gene Smith. Oh, man.
I wonder if he wanted to...
He wanted to get her done.
But I don't know. It didn't make sense firing him with, they got six games to go?
Six games to go, yeah. I don't make sense at all.
And actually, wasn't it last week he came out and said, Chris Holtzman's,
pretty much done.
But I can't believe he fired him.
Says he's out of here.
I'm glad. I love Chris Holtzman, but
yeah,
you just can't do what he's done. He can't...
You got here in 17, 18, is that what it said? And we've been to four times?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. That ain't very good.
I know last year we were 14-2 and ranked 11th.
And went on an absolute.
And went lost like 14 of our last 17.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
This year,
then we came back and damn near won the tournament.
Yeah. And then this year we start out 11-2 or something
did
like
it
that.
Again. Yeah.
And we've lost six of our last seven. And we haven't, we've lost.
And they were talking about this. This class was a good one. Supposed to be a really good one.
And I think our road record is atrocious.
Mm.
You know?
Bad.
And we get nobody goes to games. I mean, they get 11,000, 13,000 people to go to a basketball game.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think of some of the names that Ohio State will look at, and you read, the Doug McDermott's. I personally would throw a kitchen sink at UD's coach.
Oh, yeah.
I think he does a tremendous job.
He does do a good job.
And,
I watched them last night. They had a great second half.
Yeah.
They're playing good.
You cannot, I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to. You cannot compete at Ohio State recruiting Etzler's and the kid from St. Mary's.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I just don't think them kids are.
No.
You can't. I love them. Don't get me wrong.
They're Division I players, but not top 10 Division players, which is where Ohio State needs to be.
Yeah, I agree.
Haven't been there for a while, but they need to be there.
I mean, right. I think that big kid from Austin Parks, I think he should have went to a MAC school or something like that.
Yeah.
Something I think he could.
Yeah, or, a really good second tier Marquette kind of thing.
You wonder about this day.
Well, Marquette's
and
ranked like fourth.
With the portals, you wonder if these guys will get out of here.
Yeah, I mean,
especially with him quitting,
they got to but with the way the portals is, you can build them right up. I don't.
It's not going to take five years to get it done.
I think the kid from OG will probably decommit.
Oh, yeah.
If I was betting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. White. So, can't think of his first name. But
I think his last choices was Ohio State and Northwestern. So,
he could.
He would be neat at Northwestern.
Yeah.
You know, but. And,
and depending on who they get, he might dive right back into Ohio State and be really happy about it.
Interesting to see, like you said, who they come up with.
So, do you know names that are being tossed around? Or
yeah, I mean, Doug McDermott.
Where's he at?
He is at Creighton. Okay, I think the Sean Miller is a name that I've read a lot today. And you know, John Diebler is going to take over here in the interim.
Yeah.
He will have every opportunity to do something here.
Well, you wonder maybe these last couple of weeks, maybe he'll get them rolling or something too.
But I look for them to try to
reload.
They'll go with somebody. Just
get somebody and let them bring their own staff in.
Thad Mott is another name you read about.
Is that right?
He's having a hell of a last 2 years. He's got his whole Ohio State. Mott's got his staff at Butler is, who's the big kid that played on the NCAA center? The kid was 7'2" or something.
Oh, yeah.
God dang it. I hate when I do that.
I didn't know him to start with. So.
If we was talking to Hellwagon, he'd name everyone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dang it.
I can't
think of him. Big
Well, that's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Fee, we talk about, the MAC and huge game at Coldwater Friday night, and I would love to go see that.
Yeah.
Delvin St. John's travel to Coldwater, and I know, you're a special friend with Block. And,
I am.
And,
his boy's playing good right now.
He is really playing good.
He's really starting to step it up a little bit.
Yeah. That will be a barn burner.
Oh, that will be. That'll be a good one.
Yep. So I've been surprised with Cameron Elwer and then his younger brother, Andy, I don't know, but whatever it is, as good as they are, that they've actually lost some games that I thought, they don't have a whole
18-2. They lost to what, LCC and Kaleida, maybe something like that.
It probably wouldn't have been Kaleida. I think that might be the girls' team that's down. But I was thinking that they probably would be unbeaten and blowing everybody out.
Yeah.
But when you only have if they only have those two, and that's the ones that hurt us a little bit, but if they only have those two and the rest of the team, you can slow them down. Maybe they are beatable, but I just kind of assumed they weren't going to lose the game.
Core will be athletic enough. They'll guard.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That place will be rocking.
It'll be loud.
Yes, that'll be a really fun basketball game to watch. I think my family's going over there. I think Jake and Sam and
they're going to watch.
Because Owen plays. And
oh yeah, yeah.
So they're
absolutely
So
you're not gonna call in sick for
I'll be there for every
bring. Hell yeah,
heck
yeah.
Yep. I agree. So tomorrow night the girls'
last home game, senior night, always fun night.
Yep. Our seniors consist of Callie.
Kenzie,
Garkey,
and Luthold.
Sage Luthold.
We got those three
seniors, and that all starts at 6:00, and then the game starts at 7:00. There is no JV game. They're having an early senior night, and then a long warm up, and Fort Recovery Radio. We'll have the gamers. Rob got it.
We'll simulcast Rob. Yes, Rob has the game.
And then Friday we travel. The Indians travel to New Bremen, take on the Cardinals.
New Knoxville.
New Bremen, right?
New
Bremen. Well, let me look here. New Bremen.
Knoxville's last game.
I think it's New Bremen.
No, this Friday. It's the Thursday is girls home with New Knoxville. That's why it's varsity only.
Oh.
And boys are at New Knoxville. New Bremen is
last game of the year.
Is the last game of the year for the boys.
All right.
The girls played earlier.
Oh, my damn.
Gotta go a little farther, Bobby.
Yep. I always like going over to Ranger Land.
Yeah,
they're it's an interesting place. Now I don't love having to sit up above and not
like
being
that.
Able to see, because there's about 3 feet that you can't see on that end of the floor.
Yeah.
But if that's your only problem,
I've never been there. Is that pretty? Other than not getting, is it kind of neat view from up there?
Yeah, for everything except that 3 feet, because you're looking down when the play is at that end.
Yeah,
you're looking down and you see stuff.
Yeah.
that a referee can't see that nobody else can see.
The other end's perfect.
Yeah,
down the other end you can see everything.
Yeah. It's just those people are so good. Something about New Knoxville that I just I just love them. Part of it is, you know, they're one of the smallest schools in the state.
Yeah.
And was that 15 years ago or whatever it was, they ruled boys basketball. And 2 years ago, they ruled girls volleyball and basketball. Yeah, you know, they're just.
Congratulations, Sage Wendell. Sage is moving on. He won his.
I didn't see that. Yep, awesome.
So, congratulations. And I think Tegan's also moving on a couple of events. So good luck to the swimmers.
Yeah. How about the relays?
The bowling team. I didn't hear anything on the relays. The bowling team, the boys finished third in the MAC, and the girls, congratulations, MAC champs.
MAC champions. Yep. Nice little thing we had for them there the other night.
Yeah, I was glad they could show up.
They all showed up. That's awesome.
Yep, that's just... You know, when especially those, I guess you would call them non-spectator sports.
Yep.
Although you can go watch the bowling.
Yeah.
But if all the parents show up, there's no room for anybody else.
Yeah, you're in there like sardines.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, track and field and the cross country and the golf. You know, we have pretty good teams in all of that stuff. You know, we can't cover it because I can't run around the golf course with all the equipment.
Right.
But, you know, and they play when those games are played when we have other stuff going on. But
yep.
those are important sports.
Yep. And then, Fee, last but not least, the MAC name's Rob Hemmelgarten, the commissioner.
Rob.
I think that's kind of a no-brainer.
That's a pretty good pick there. Yeah. Rob's a great guy.
Yep. And I texted Rob, and he said he'd love to come on the show sometime. And,
we'll get
and,
him over here.
I think it'd be neat if we get him and Digger up here.
That'd
be awesome.
Sit here and get just absolutely drunk as skunk and celebrate.
New regime and the old regime.
Yes, I think we just got to get Digger hammered and open up the airways.
Send
Digger out. Getting fired before it's terms up.
There we go.
Rob, can you take over a couple months early?
Yeah, but Rob did. I talked to Rob, and he said absolutely love to come on. Come on over.
That'd be great.
And, we've talked to him a bunch of times in the past, and he's just, you know, he wasn't on my radar. I didn't really have anybody on my radar, but man, as soon as I saw that, I thought that's perfect.
That's
perfect choice. Yeah,
he knows all about it. He was writing articles in the Standard about stuff, and
he's not still coaching softball.
He is,
and he's going to finish out this year because technically he's not the commissioner yet.
Right, not until July.
At least that's what they announced at the game the other night.
So you think he'll stop coaching then, or can he make that happen?
To be determined.
To be determined. Yeah. I know he really liked doing it.
He loves coaching softball.
Yeah, and he's really good at it.
Yeah, they have a really good program.
You talk about the success that's been there since he's been there.
So congrats to Rob and
absolutely.
Good luck to the Indians this weekend. Let's get ready here for the second season.
Second season's getting close.
We want to thank Mr. Canute and his group.
Yeah, great group brought in. They're going to have a lot of fun next weekend.
They are.
You make sure get out there and see them.
Absolutely.
They're very talented.
They are very talented. For my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
Mick Spencer, owner, operator, and all-around good guy. Happy Valentine's Day, Neil.
Well, thanks, Bobby. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Well, thank you, my kind sir.
Even though you had to fish for that.
Yeah, two days ago was our first date.
You and Kimmy?
Yeah, remember that? You were on it.
Really? Who was I with?
You were with Lisa. And
remember,
we had four of us. Chris Shane and Dave
Went
Stone.
And seen, what did we do? We had a movie?
Seen a, the Lonely Guy.
Steve Martin?
Steve Martin. Went on that, and it's 40 years ago.
40 years ago.
40 we years ago.
So you were five?
I was four years old.
We were 5 years old. Yeah.
First date when I was five.
Oh my God. Happy date anniversary to the Fields.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
And I'd like to announce that I am another grandpa.
Six times grandpa.
That's awesome.
Mick Elmer Canapke.
Mick Elmer, I like it.
Welcome to the world. 8 pounds, 11 ouncer, big old boy.
Is it actually Mick, or is it short for something?
Nope.
Mick. I like it.
Mick. You got Lane, Will, Joe, and all one syllable names.
Mick. Yep.
I love it.
I like it.
And after Grandpa Elmer. Elmer was the king of Elmwood Nursing Home today.
Was he?
It was King Day today. Nice. So they all went over there and had lunch with Elmer.
Had Elmer's lunch.
Elmer was the king.
The king.
I'm not surprised.
Not surprised.
That's right. We will be on tomorrow night. Indians versus the.
Yep.
New Bremen Cardinals?
Nope. New Knoxville Lady Rangers.
I'm an idiot again.
New Knoxville.
I don't know how I got that
Ranger.
Well, I was thinking we had the girls playing New Bremen next week, but we played them early somewhere.
Got her all screwed up.
Yep.
Everybody, thanks for listening. See you next Wednesday.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.